Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Jim Blasingame having a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci. JimCantarucci.com is his website. I hope you check that out. Personal Brilliance is his book. Jim, tell us, remind us the title of your business.
Transition Management Advisors.
All right.
So that specifically focuses on large organizational change. So that's where all of the leadership work happens that we do.
All right. So check that out. Jim, you've been helping us understand about how we probably need to start thinking about flattening out our organization, having maybe a flatter org chart and less of a vertical pyramid type org chart. That maybe if we're frustrated that the younger generation workers are always looking upstream for the next job, maybe before they've even earned the one they've got, pretty much. Maybe we should take that goal away from them and motivate them another way. Is that another way of saying this?
Yeah, Jim, I think it's natural that our organizations are flattening out. I don't think that's something we're doing necessarily on purpose. It's just a natural thing that happens. And so that brings us then the challenge. Do we just churn employees through jobs because, you know, they can't grow? There's not a lot of space for them to grow to the top of the organization, so therefore they have to go to another company, and then we lose that investment in that employee. Or should we spend some effort in going deeper in each position? Can we figure out a way for the individual to have the growth that they need so that they're getting better and smarter and more experienced, but doing it within that position, not requiring a promotion, so that we go deeper? So an exercise that I have my clients do is I say, what if by edict promotions were never possible ever? But you had to keep your employees happy in the position they're in. What would you do? How would you lead them and help them grow in their career without leaving that position that they're in today? And that's an interesting challenge. It forces you to be creative about how you develop that individual
and how you talk to that
individual about their development.
If you gave me that challenge, I would say, what control do I have over their compensation?
Well, compensation, I would love to divorce compensation from this upward mobility
feeling. That's a question, because you know that's what somebody's going to ask.
No, absolutely. And I think that the level of experience and the level of value creation because of that experience is what should determine your compensation. So we're going to break some rules as far as the bands from HR and so on for a particular position. Because if an individual's going deep and they're staying in that position, we shouldn't penalize them because of that, the old way. We should make sure that they can grow compensation-wise relative to their value creation.
Should we be asking them, should we be asking them, what do you want to accomplish, not what chair do you want to accomplish it in? Don't think about what office you're going to be in. Think about what you want to accomplish to make you feel fulfilled and successful. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, Jim, it's a different question, because the only avenue I had for growth before was to go sit in that different chair.
Right, right.
And that's not what's important, right? And if I take that away and I say, where do you want to be and how do you want to grow, let's make it happen, in this case, where you are, because we don't have another seat for you to sit in. How do we go about doing that? More topics of expertise, different customers that you could support, new training and certification, having you be the expert and train other people. Those are all things that we could do in those positions to help people grow with sitting within that same box on our org chart.
Right. And do you see this as one of the reasons why there are more and more people going back to the cubicle?
Okay.
In corporate America? I'm seeing a lot of cubicles in corporate America.
Yeah, well, you know, in corporate America, when we have large staffs, you know, we draw those lines. And I think that in our smaller businesses, I think the beauty of it, the benefit that we have is that we can blend our team so that we're doing the right thing for the bottom line right. And for the mission of the company. And that's what's different.
Well, I've met a person at a major corporation, and I thought they had a pretty significant title. And I went to where they worked, and it was just another little cubicle in the middle of all the other cubicles.
Yeah, everybody's all the same.
Yeah. Hey, I need the website again, Jim.
JimCantarucci.com.
Hey, Jim, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do. Thank you, Jim.
Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. Great member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 13 years. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.